You're listening to the Real Business Connections Network.
Real Business Connections Network.
Powered by Balbert Marketing, LLC. Subscribe now and check us out at realbusinessconnections.com. Enjoy the show.
Welcome, everyone, once again to 15 Minute Friday. Easy to implement business tips for busy people who want to learn more and do better in the shortest amount of time possible. I'm Ben Albert, the man behind the Real Business Connections Network. To 15 Minute Friday, we're collaborating with extraordinary business people, provide you actionable insights in 15 minutes or less. Hungry business people like yourself are busy, so let's get into it. Today, we have Steve Hoffman. A lot of people know him as Captain Hoff. He is the chairman and CEO of Founderspace, a global innovation hub for entrepreneurs, corporations, and investors. With over 50 partners in 22 countries, Hoffman is also a venture investor, founder of three venture-backed and two bootstrapped startups, author of several award-winning books, including Make Elephants Fly, Surviving a Startup, The Five Forces. Steve is also a TEDx speaker. He's a speaker and a trillion other things. Considering there's so much, Captain Hoff, what do you want to bring up that isn't mentioned in that bullet point bio that we went over today?
So, Ben, I would like to talk today about my experience raising venture capital. So I have raised venture capital for three of my own startups, venture-funded startups, and for hundreds of other entrepreneurs, because I teach entrepreneurs. I work all over the world teaching entrepreneurs. So that is, in 15 minutes, that's what I'm going to teach you today.
Love it. Excited for the topic. And I always ask a guest to come with a tip or a quote to kind of get things started, something I can put on my wall. Well, what do you have for us today?
When we are searching for venture capital, we are hoping that that VC, that investor, will be our Prince Charming. But if you kiss, and each of these Prince Charmings out there, each of these possible investors is a frog. They are a frog when you approach them. So my quote is, if you kiss the same frog three times and it doesn't turn into your Prince Charming, it's just a frog.
It's just a frog. Talk a little bit more about that. Do you see people kissing the same frog 3, 4, 5, 10 times? To tell us more.
Way too many times. So I'll tell you my personal story, which ties into this quote. You know, I went out for my first startup where I wanted to raise venture capital, and I started kissing frogs. I was running all over Silicon Valley, talking to investors, invest in my company. And a number of these, most investors, you know, they just said no. A few said yes, they're interested. And one in particular, and I, soon as I got that maybe, it wasn't a yes, it was a maybe, I glommed onto it because it was hope that this one investor was actually interested. And this investor, literally every single week, they would call me up and we would talk. And sometimes we'd go out to lunch. They would ask for more information, but they would never commit. But I kept hoping. I kept hoping beyond hope that this investor would, because who would spend so much time with me? Who would ask all these questions without committing? What I learned, and this is a really important lesson, not just for raising capital for your company, not just for getting investors, but for any sales. What I learned is that when you approach an investor, when you approach either a customer who's going to buy your product or an investor who's going to buy a share of your company, and both of them are looking at you and they're really buying into you, who you are, most of them, if it's going to be a sale, it's going to happen pretty quickly. Now, every product has its sales cycle, right? So there are products out there that you can just walk up to somebody, knock on their door, and literally sell them a vacuum cleaner. Yeah. There are other products out there that corporate sales that require a much longer sales cycle. But the very important thing is to push the commitment, the hard questions to the front, right? To the very beginning. So I'm going to give you one example of this, and that is raising venture capital, but you can apply it to any of your sales. When you go in to meet an investor, the most important thing, and this is true of any product that you're selling, but it's for your company, is to give them all the, find out everything they need to know to make a decision and whether they are the right person to be making that decision. So on your first meeting, you're really in a discovery mode. Like, you're not in a sales mode. You're into trying to figure out, of course, you want to present what you're doing, but you're really trying to figure out if it's a good fit, because the most valuable thing you have is your time. If you aren't talking to this person, like I was wasting time with that investor for 6 months, right? I could have been hunting down other potential investors or customers, right? I could have been building my business. So your goal is not to get the person, to hope the person will say yes and try to stick with them. Your goal is to cut them loose as soon as possible to figure out if it's not a fit. Your goal is to, if you can figure out if it's not a fit on the first meeting, you have saved yourself a ton of time and a ton of mental energy, like trying to, you know, we all like, we want this customer, we want them, you know, and we're pinning our hopes on them and we're not doing other things because we think they're going to close. So what I do is I try to figure out if it's a good fit. And then I say, what is everything you need to make a decision? And who are the people who need to be in the room to make that decision? So for the second meeting, the chance of closing a deal on the first meeting is very small, right? Especially in venture capital, very small. But on the second meeting, you can actually, there's a decent chance of closing if between the first meeting and the second meeting, you get them everything they need to kind of make a decision, all the information, and they get the right people in the room. So hopefully by the second meeting, they have committed to those two things. They have given you that. You get in the room with them, you pitch them again, and then you need to push for a close. You need to basically tell them, you know, I really like you. I want to figure out, you know, we're super busy. I want to figure out if this is the right fit for you. And don't be afraid for them to say it's not the right fit. That's a right. blessing, because a lot of people, and this is true in Silicon Valley and every investor I know, it doesn't matter where the investor is. Most of these investors don't want, if they kind of like what you're doing, but are unsure because they're looking at a lot of other deals, which is the case of almost every investor, they don't want to say no and they don't want to say yes. So they'll just kind of keep it going, say, hey, can you come back to us later, or we'll consider this, or can you get us more information? You don't want to hear that. you want to get a commitment. So hopefully you can say, look, I'm really busy. I'd like to know if you're in or out. You know, are you in or out? You just ask them, you know, are you in or out? And if they say they don't know, well, how, you know, what do you need to make that decision? What do you need that I haven't already given you to make that decision? I will get that to you right away, because I need your decision. You know, you're just upfront. And if they don't close a second meeting, you can take a third meeting. And let me tell you, for most investor deals, the chance of closing on the first meeting is low. The chance of closing on the second meeting is medium. The chance of closing on the third meeting is relatively high. It's usually near the maximum, because an investor, they can make that decision. They can write the check. It's not like a large corporation. And this is somebody who can make that. Their job is to place the money. So you can schedule a third meeting. And on the third meeting, that's when you actually have to basically lay it on the line. This is the third time we're meeting. I've gotten you everything you need. I'm really excited to hear your decision. Like, I want to know if you're in or out. You know, we're super busy. We're moving ahead. We have a lot of other people interested. You need to tell me, because if they don't have a deadline, they usually will, if they're in the middle, and most investors are in the middle, they're not like, you know, you're not totally convinced them. They're not unconvinced. You need to push them one way or the other. And this is the thing. If you don't do it on the third meeting, you got to do it on the fourth meeting. Mm-hmm. Because literally every meeting you take after the third meeting, the chance is going to start to decline. Mm-hmm. It's not going to increase. You may think the more times I'm meeting with them, the more likely they are to close. No, but it goes up exponentially. And this is true of venture capital. And then it goes down exponentially.
The more times I kiss that frog, the better chance it turns into something.
Up to three times. And after three times, you can keep kissing it all you want. And the chance goes lower and lower. Right. There's no romance there. There's no Prince Charming. They're not going to carry you off to, you know, make all your dreams come true. It's not going to happen. So that's the rule.
Love it. Love it. I got a couple more questions, but people are going to want to go deeper because this is pure gold. Before I ask a couple kind of follow-up questions, how do we go deeper with you?
Oh, so you, how do you reach me?
Yeah, how do I reach you? Make a friend, so, read the books. You tell me.
Yes. So, yeah, so I my company's name is Founderspace. So we, you just go to founderspace.com and you can reach out to me, contact me there. Tons of videos, tons of materials. I love helping entrepreneurs. I'm also on every social network. LinkedIn is a great one. And if you want my books, I have, you know, I write about this. So the book that's most appropriate to what we're talking about, and I've written a number of books, is Surviving a Startup, which basically teaches you everything you need to know about running your own business and how to get ahead and actually not make all the mistakes I see, you know, entrepreneurs making. So that's it.
Rock and roll. And it's in the show notes. So if anybody who's, you know, listening right now and not driving a car at the gym, or even if you're at the gym, you can go to the show notes and open that up, get the book right now. One quick question that I want to give homework to close out. You had mentioned the process here. One thing that intrigued me was step one, just figuring out if they're even a good fit. Like, is there alignment? Is this person a good fit to work with anyways? Well, what are your thoughts or opinions on how we can determine if the person across the table is even a good fit for us? Because not every investor is going to be. So absolutely. What are your thoughts on how to make sure there's alignment there?
This is why you don't want to sit down and just do a one-way pitch where you're just selling to them. Because when you're just talking, when you're doing all the talking, you are not gathering the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Remember, the investor is judging you, but you also need to be judging the investor. Right. Are they the right investor for you? And if you don't get any information back, any feedback. So what you want to do is you want to get that investor talking. You want to understand. You want to know what's in their mind. Like if once you show them what your company does, what your product is, what are their thoughts? Where do they see this going? Because look, if they invest and they have a totally different vision for where this company should be going than you do, you bet you're it's not going to be pretty. Because a lot of times they'll take a seat on your board or they'll just become a pain in the butt and you'll wish you never had their money. You know, I had a startup where I had to return their money. It became such a pain. You know, they put in money and we didn't get along with one of the investors, you know, give them their money back, make them go away. So what you want to do is figure out, how do they see the company? How do they communicate? What type of involvement do they want in your business? How are they going to contribute? Some investors are very high value investors. They're really hands-on. They'll help you a lot. Other investors are low values. Other investors are just complainers. They're always bugging you, but they never really contribute anything. You want to get a sense for their personality. You want to ask them key questions. Who have you invested in the past that didn't work out? If they tell you, no, every investment I had was a great investment, then you know they're lying. You know they're a liar because it's just, the odds are it's impossible. They've done enough investments, they've had losers. And what you want to do is ideally you want to talk to the ones that didn't work out. Because when an investment isn't working out, that's when people show their true nature, right? Whether they're a jerk, you know, if everything's great and it's going, you know, your company's exploding, anybody can be nice to you. But when things aren't going well, who was really helpful? You want to contact those people, figure that out. You also want to understand the psychology of the investor. Like, what do they want out of the deal? Why are they investing in you? Like, some angel investors do it because they want to give back. You know, they've really altruistic motives, or they like, you know, your company does something to help society and they really believe in that. Others are really bottom line focused. You know, they want the return out of it. Others really want to be a part of your business. They might be retired or they might still be working, but they really want to live vicariously through you. You got to need to make sure those things match with what you want your relationship to be with your investors.
Powerful. I love your passion for what you do. Guys, show notes is the book, all the information, and we're also going to put a little bit of homework. So quickly, out of everything we've talked about today, one major takeaway that we can implement, you know, what's one step that you'd recommend me and the listener do as early as today, really, to start getting a little bit of momentum on what we learned?
So what I want you to do, whether you're going out there and selling your product and taking the advice I gave you to sell your product, or you're talking to investors, the first thing you need to do is you need to talk to a lot of whoever they are, customers or investors. And you need to your goal should be in every one of those meetings is to understand the profile of who you're selling to. Like, who are the people who are most likely either to buy your product or invest in your company? What are those people? And this can allow you to screen out people. Like, screening out investors is like one of the... So what I want you to do is screen out customers and screen out investors. Like, literally, the more you can knock off your list, the more accurate you will become and the better, more effective you'll become at accomplishing your goals. So, like, I'll give you one example.
Please.
With investors, one question I ask them right away before I meet with them, because, you know, meeting with people takes hours. Like, you go and, you know, it takes half a day. You know, you drive there, you meet with them by the time you're done. One question I always ask is, what investments have you made in the past 6 months? And if they tell me, I haven't made any investments in the past 6 months. You call yourself an investor? They're probably wasting your time. You know, they're a looky-loo. They're coming. They're, you know, a lot of people pretend they want to invest, but they actually don't do it. So just simple questions like that. If they're buying your products, you know, what's the timeline for you buying this? Are you ready to make a purchase now before you even go meet with these? Because if they're not, if it's a year away or 2 years away, why are you talking to them? That's your homework.
Amen to that. Captain Hoff, I'll let you go. I know this is going to be a trend. It's 15-minute Friday. When I get passionate people like you and myself here, we could probably go for I think we already went 20. We could probably go for another hour.
Yes.
So listeners, share this with a colleague or a friend. If you want more of Captain Hoff, maybe we'll do a long form. Send me a DM, send him a message, let people know you're listening, and then we'll set up something longer form. But in the love of 15 Minute Friday, since we're already over time, I'm going to let this gentleman go, and I'm going to let y'all go. I appreciate you listening today. And Stephen, we'll talk soon, man. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Oh, hey, you're still here. Thanks for listening. If you need to take off, that's quite all right. I do have something brand new and exclusive to share. If you believe more hands-on training, peer accountability, and direct access to some of our guests from this very show would be a helpful addition to the podcast, do me a favor and head over to growgettersonly.com. That's grow, G-R-O-W, getters, G-E-T-T-E-R-S, only. growgettersonly.com. Here you can unlock instant access to exclusive high-level mentors, training, networking, accountability, and hot seat coaching alongside fellow growth-obsessed entrepreneurs and business professionals just like yourself. All for, guess what? $1. That's right, $1 for 30 days. What's a grow-getter? In short, a growth-focused individual, especially in the business realm, who combines the relentless energy of a go-getter with a constant pursuit of self-improvement and collaboration. Is that you? Head to growgettersonly.com for some community support. This is not for you if you're looking for a quick fix rather than growth. Collaboration and learning from others just doesn't seem to appeal to you. You're not ready to be part of a community that relentlessly pushes boundaries. Complacency is your comfort zone. It's not for you. If it is for you, and if you didn't turn this off yet, I do presume you're a grow-getter. And I'd love to invite you to join my new collective, Grow-Getters Only. Basically, cost to check it out, $1 for a month. It's basically free. Everything is over at growgettersonly.com. Just like I said, growgettersonly.com. Oh, yeah. And one last thing. We do put on free events as well if you can't afford the dollar. Jokes aside, I'll see you on the inside. Thank you for listening. Appreciate you.
Ben.